You have to remember that there's no mother or father figure out there who's guiding your career. So you need to figure out where do you want to go and what type of experience you need to get there.
And what about difficult to deal with superiors?
Well, it depends upon how difficult. Sometimes you need to get people, adjust to people, but sometimes you're just in the wrong place. So if you're at a company that puts up with abusive personalities, people who don't treat their people very well, and you're uncomfortable in that situation, no matter how good the job is or how well they pay you, you just may have the wrong cultural fit, and you may need to go someplace else.
Now, in your personal career, did you have sort of a long-range plan or, 20 or 30-year plan, something like that, where, I want to be at this point by this date? How did you manage your career?
I didn't. So I was one of those people who lucked into my first job at Chase Manhattan Bank and had a wonderful training program. But when I came out of that, I said, okay, I look young, and I want to, how do I gain people's respect? So what I did is I went into technology. I went into lending money to technology companies because I thought the more I could impress people with understanding their business, the more it would help me. And so that's really been the sort of theme throughout my four different careers is I had a theme of understanding people's business.
And also there's a trick to balancing family or personal life with career too.
There is. It's tough. I mean, anybody who's had young children knows how hard it is to do everything that you need to do in a 24-hour period. But unfortunately, you need to make it look easy. So I always say you've got to have childcare for the real world, because the fact is you can't always pick up kids on time. Sometimes you have late meetings. Occasionally you have to travel. So you've got to plan for sick kids. You've got to plan for late meetings. You've got to have backup.